The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do, what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through our actual mortgage rates that are live. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be foreign national loans. So because we specialize in non-QM loans here, and also because our office is based in South Florida, we definitely deal with a lot of foreign national loans. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience and lots of foreign national experience, is going to take us through a deep dive into that here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up the live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up the live mortgage rates and see what today is looking like. It's probably been the most interesting 2 weeks in a long time, or week or two. Let's see what's happening.
I'll pull up the tool here in a second. I'm going to use the new tool, so let me preface this a little bit. So we're going to look at all of our programs here side by side and look at the APR and the rate as well. The APR does include all of the fees, so if you'd like a full breakdown and itemized loan estimate, please get with our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers. So these rates are going to be comparing across a standard scenario like we do every morning, but it's going to show them all at once. These are all going to compare at an 80% loan to value, a 760 credit score, and a 40% debt to income ratio. So those are the basic settings for our general rates here. So let me go ahead and share the page. All right. So first up on our list today, 30-year fixed conventional primary, most common loan type. We have rates as low as 6.99. And that puts the final APR at 7.316 when you add in any costs and fees there. So always cue in on the APR as the item to compare across the programs. Now, if our customer doesn't qualify for a conventional program for any reason, typically the next option we want to compare is an FHA program. FHA does allow more leniency on credit events and issues, as well as higher debt to income ratio, but does require yearly mortgage insurance and upfront mortgage insurance. So these programs do have a lower rate there, 6.25 rate, but notice the APR is almost identical there at 7.217 because that includes all of the additional costs for the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance there. Now, if our customers qualify for VA, they are an eligible veteran or active service member, they get some great benefits here. These programs are definitely better if you look at the APR. So rates as low as 6.375, and notice the APR is 6.684, which is lower than all of the other options you see here, which is a great benefit for our veterans and a thank you for them for their service. And USDA also, another benefit for our borrowers that are looking in USDA areas. So it has to be in a USDA eligible area. Those are rural areas by designation. And if you are going to use this program, they are a little bit better here. So if you're in an area that is eligible, definitely look at USDA. They have rates as low as 6.25. And with all of the different costs there, you see the APR comes in at 6.991. So actually a little bit lower than conventional. So definitely look for USDA if it's eligible. And if you are eligible for VA, definitely look for those. Those are the two best options here. Now we go outside the box. If our customer doesn't qualify for any of these standard agency government programs we just went over, the first option we want to look at is our non-QM alt doc. So this option typically is a bank statement option, which could be any of the alt doc options, but bank statement is typically the cheapest. So that's typically the one we show here. So 7.25 is the lowest rate option we have, and the final APR at 7.589. So you see there, it's actually very comparable to the conventional rates. If our customer doesn't qualify conventional, needs to use their bank statements or another alternative documentation method, very comparable pricing here in the end APR. And if our customer is looking for an investment property and wants to use alternative docs such as bank statements, etc., the rates are as low as 7.25 and a final APR at 7.976 there. So a little bit higher cost for investments, but very comparable. And we'll compare that here to our next option, which is our 30-year fixed conventional investment. So if we use our conventional programs, it's a touch cheaper than the alt doc, so 7.5 rate, final APR 7.855 for a full doc conventional program. And the next option we want to look at is our preferred option and our favorite option here, which is our DSCR option. So 30-year fixed DSCR with a 3-year prepayment penalty. It's a more standard option. Comes in at 7.5 rate and a final APR at 7.831. So just a touch lower than the conventional option. So absolutely amazing. DSCR is smoking. And if we check out the DSCR option for 30-year fixed with a 5-year prepayment penalty for investors out there, this one comes in even lower at 7.125 rate and a final APR at 7.458. Absolutely smokes conventional and every other option out there for our investors. So DSCR, great option. And we have a few more here we'll look at real quick. Our DSCR option with no prepayment penalty. So this is not the preferred way to do a DSCR loan for our investors out there, but it is an option. So the rates are higher. You see here 8% rate and final APR 8.359. So you see how much the prepayment penalty affects these rates. Definitely recommend our investors out there looking at DSCR, use one of these options with a prepayment penalty to 3 or 5 years to get the best options. And another very popular product these days are second mortgage fixed rate options. So 30-year fixed second mortgage for a primary home. We have rates as low as 9% and a final APR 9.463. And our 30-year fixed second mortgage for an investment property. Rates come in as low as 10% and a final APR of 10.471. So second mortgage options, great. If our customers have a low rate first mortgage and don't want to touch that second mortgage, these are great options. So all kinds of different ways to do this. These are our generally our best options, but let's go ahead and go into Jose's example today, which is going to go into our specific options that allow foreign nationals. So let me go ahead and switch my screen here. And we'll get into today's topic. So first, Jose, let's talk about a true foreign national, what that really means. We always have to define that, right? Foreign national does not live in the U.S., does not make income in the U.S., and doesn't have a status in the U.S. typically, right? So an I-10 is not a foreign national. They're very different. So we're talking today about a true foreign national. So once you go into the true foreign national too, there's a little bit of different guidelines we have to meet, right, for different visas. Some require an eligible visa, some don't work for certain countries, but there is a lot of ins and outs here. So Jose, if you're ready, let's talk about some of the ins and outs of the specific examples you got.
Oh, you're muted, Jose. He said he was freezing up.
Says he got service now. I can see him. Oh, now you see his office.
Now we see nothing. Oh, we can hear you, Jose.
All right. So I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on here, but why don't we just go ahead and share my screen and let's take it from there.
All right. Let's do it.
So foreign national loans are not I-10 loans, right? That's something to note there. That's going to be our topic for Monday. So our foreign national borrower is a borrower that does not derive their income from the U.S. and does not live permanently in the U.S. either. So let's go. Maximum LTV on this option is 75%. Now, we can have either a second home. Your foreign national borrower can actually be a second home purchase or can actually be the investment DSCR. Something to note that we have them where if an investment purchase, we have an option where they don't even need to have a visa if they're not going to come to the U.S. to sign. So that's very important to note there, because one of the stumbling blocks that we have on some of our foreign national products is that the foreign national borrower does not have a visa, and many of the options require them to have a visa if they are from a non-visa waiver country. We have visa waiver countries like Canada, for example, and most of the European Union nations that the borrowers do not have to have a visa. They just have to have a valid passport. So our first option here is for a full doc second home, 75% LTV purchase. No prepayment penalty either on a second home purchase. So our lowest cost option is 9.375 at a cost of 0.125, and you can buy that down all the way to 8.625 at a cost of 2.375 points for our second home purchase, 75% LTV option. So now we have an option which is no credit reference. Real important to note, because sometimes a foreign national may have issues getting credit references from their country. Now, if a foreign national does have U.S.-based credit, then what will be used is the U.S.-based credit. If they don't have U.S.-based credit, then we just assign a numerical score. In this case, 680 is the score that was assigned so that we could get these quote options. So here you're looking at 9.75 as your lowest cost option and 9% as your lowest rate option for this particular one, no credit reference option, 75% LTV as well. So now we go from second home to investment. Investment meaning they're not going to live in the property. Investment also meaning that you could get some income from the property as well. So here we are at a 75% LTV, and you're looking at 9.5% as your lowest cost option, 8.375% as your lowest rate option. And our next example here is, again, the no credit reference option. Now, something I wanted to make note that's important about this no credit reference option is that when it is an investment property where they're not expected to ever occupy the property, this is the option also where you do not need a visa on your passport. Now, mind you, that is also if the borrower is not going to sign for the closing in person in the United States, right? They could sign in their country in an embassy or in a consulate. There's a couple other ways to do it. Also, to sign in their country, remote online notarization is another way to not have to come to the U.S. So there are options for foreign nationals. For those of you out there that are holding off not getting the loan because you're still 6 months away from your appointment at the U.S. consulate for the visa, well, with this option, you don't have to wait for a visa. And here, 10.125 is your lowest cost option, and you can buy that down all the way to 9%. So now we have our DSCR option, our debt service coverage ratio option for foreign national borrowers. Debt service coverage ratio, for those of you that may not be aware, uses the gross rental income generated by the property to qualify the borrower. No income verification, job verification of any sort is ever required from a borrower for a debt service coverage ratio loan. 9.625 is our lowest cost option, and 8.625 is our lowest rate option. And for our final example here, we are with our 75% LTV DSCR no credit reference option that also becomes, since it is investment, and with this particular option, the no visa on your passport either needed option. And again, I stress that as a very important point because that is one of the obstacles that is preventing many foreign nationals still from purchasing real estate in the U.S. 9.125 is our lowest cost option, 8.625 is our lowest rate option, and 75% LTV, as always, is the maximum LTV for these four national loan options.
All right. Well, I don't see any questions here. All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up then. I don't see any questions. So remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. So We'll be back next week with a new topic. Happy Friday, everyone. And we'll see you on Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.